This arbitration was about the ABIE area. And so this arbitration had a limited mandate of defining the ABIE area, which it did consistent with the perception of the people of ABIE, the Noctinka. There are other areas that are still in dispute and are subject to a north-south boundary commission, which is currently in the negotiation phase.
Since ABIE is reputed to have vast oil resources, is this a blow to the government of South Sudan?
No, the ABIE area does have substantial resources, and the decision of the tribunal effectively gave 80% of what the government of Southern Sudan was advocating for. Some of the areas which they did not receive had oil, but many of the areas which are under the control of ABIE now do have oil as well. And it's a situation where there's, oddly enough, plenty of oil to go around, and the decision of the tribunal, in a sense, allocates a reasonable share to both of the parties.
You advised South Sudan during this case. Why do you think the court ruled against you?
That's a very important point. The court ruled in favor of Southern Sudan. The decision essentially validated the territory that the South was arguing for. The North was arguing that the South had about 12 square kilometers. We were arguing for 12,000, and the arbitration tribunal gave the South about 10,000. So this decision was in favor of the South. The North is also pleased with the decision because it carved out two small areas and allocated those to the north, but those areas are areas where there are substantial oil resources, which was the primary motivation of the government of Sudan for this arbitration. So in a sense, the nine Noctinka chiefdoms received the vast amount of territory that was under dispute, which is what they are interested in. The government of Sudan received two small pieces of territory, but where current oil production is located. So in a sense, they are happy as well.
Is the referendum scheduled for that area still in play?
Yes, the referendum is scheduled for 2011, and now it can move forward because before the boundaries were undetermined, you didn't know where do you hold the referendum. But now the tribunal has made very clear boundaries, which include the territory of all of the nine Noctinka chiefdoms, and so the referendum can move forward.
If, for instance, those who currently reside in ABIE during the referendum agree to side with the South, what happens?
The ABIE referendum allows ABIE citizens to decide whether they join the South or whether they join the North. So if in 2011 Southern Sudan votes to become an independent country and ABIE votes to join the South, they will then be part of an independent Southern Sudan. Whereas if ABIE joins, votes to stay with the North, they would then remain part of what was left of Sudan.
Are we talking about the residents of ABIE or the land area known as ABIE currently?
You are talking about the land area of ABIE as currently defined today by the arbitration tribunal, which includes the nine Noctinka chiefdoms and other residents. There are individuals who are not Noctinka who also reside in ABIE, and they will be entitled to vote in the referendum.
Irrespective of where we stand today based on this court ruling, all this can change after the referendum, correct?
The boundaries is what was determined by the court today. And so it's a two-step process. The territory of ABIE can decide whether it goes north or south in 2011. But you need to know what is the territory of ABIE. And so the arbitration panel today said, these 10,000 square miles, that's ABIE. Now in 2011, that piece of territory will decide whether it goes north or south. For now, it's just ABIE. It's not in the north. It's not in the south. It's in what's called the transitional area.